Before the Throne of God. Above, the story behind the hymn. Few hymns in modern Christian worship carry the depth of theology, poetic beauty, and enduring relevance like Before the Throne of God Above. Though many believers today associate the song with contemporary worship, its origins trace back more than 160 years. The journey of this hymn from a 19th century poem to a globally beloved worship song is a story of rediscovery, revival, and rich biblical truth. The text of Before the Throne of God Above was written in 1863 by Charity Lees Smith, an Irish-born poet and the daughter of an Anglican clergyman. Growing up in a home deeply rooted in Scripture, she developed a love for theology and writing at a young age. Her original poem was titled Within the Veil with Jesus, a name that highlights the central theme of the hymn, Christ as our advocate before God. The poem first appeared in a collection titled The Praise of Jesus in 1863. At that time, it was not set to music. It existed purely as poetry, consisting of six stanzas filled with deep theological reflection. Later, it was included in additional hymn collections, including one compiled by Charles Spurgeon, who gave it the title Jesus Pleads for Me, emphasizing its powerful message of Christ's intercession. Despite its rich theology, the hymn did not gain widespread popularity in its early years. In fact, it faded into relative obscurity for nearly a century. While it appeared in some hymnals, it never became widely known, partly because it lacked a memorable and accessible musical setting. Everything changed in 1997 when composer Vicky Cook encountered the hymn text. Though she appreciated the words, the existing melody did not resonate strongly. As she reflected on the lyrics during her personal devotional time, she was moved by their depth and beauty. This led her to compose a new melody that would bring fresh life to the hymn. Her version transformed the song. With a modern and singable tune, the hymn was reintroduced to the church and quickly gained popularity. It became part of what is often called the retuned hymn movement, which seeks to recover older, theologically rich texts and pair them with contemporary melodies for today's congregations. One of the reasons this hymn has endured is its strong biblical foundation. The lyrics draw heavily from passages such as Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 7, and Romans chapter 8. These scriptures emphasize Christ as our high priest and advocate, continually interceding on behalf of believers. The hymn opens with the powerful declaration, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love. This line captures the essence of the gospel, that Jesus stands before the Father on our behalf. It reminds us that our standing before God is not based on our own merit, but on the finished work of Christ. Another key theme in the hymn is the assurance of salvation. When the lyrics say, No tongue can bid me thence depart, they express the unshakable security that believers have in Christ. This reflects the truth found in Romans, that no accusation can stand against those whom God has justified. The hymn also beautifully presents the doctrine of substitutionary atonement. The line, For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me, explains that Christ took our place, satisfying the justice of God so that we might be forgiven. In its final stanza, the hymn emphasizes the believer's union with Christ. The words, One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, declare the eternal hope of those who are in Christ. Because he lives, we live also. Despite being written in the 19th century, this hymn continues to resonate deeply with modern audiences. In a world filled with uncertainty, guilt, and doubt, its message provides confidence and peace. It directs our focus away from ourselves and firmly onto Christ and His finished work. Today, Before the Throne of God Above is sung in churches around the world. What was once a nearly forgotten poem has become a cornerstone of modern worship. Its revival serves as a reminder that truth does not fade with time. When rooted in Scripture, it remains powerful across generations. The story of this hymn is ultimately a testimony to God's providence. A poem written in 1863, nearly lost to history, was brought back to life over a century later to bless countless believers. It continues to lead worshipers into a deeper understanding of the gospel and a greater appreciation for Christ's role as our advocate. As we sing these words today, we join voices with believers across time, declaring the same unchanging truth. Christ is our advocate, our salvation is secure, and our hope is anchored in Him.